My guest at this time is Karen Handel. She's a former Secretary of State in the state of Georgia, and she is a candidate for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate in Georgia. She is very competitive in this race and right now is in position to possibly grab one of those two coveted slots in the July 22nd runoff. The primary in Georgia is on May 20th. That's this coming Tuesday. She's locked in a tight race with businessman David Perdue and Congressman Jack Kingston, Congressman Paul Brown and Phil Gingrey also in the hunt. And Secretary Handel, thanks so much for your time.
Thrilled to be here. Thank you so much, Greg.
Obviously, a lot of people to choose from for Republican voters in Georgia. Why do you believe you're the best choice in this crowded field?
Well, I'm an unwavering conservative who has a track record of getting the job done. And more than ever, Georgians are looking for someone that they can trust to go to Washington and do the job for them. Look at the rest of the field. We've got congressmen who have been there for 10 to 20 years. They've had every chance to do what they're now talking about, and they haven't. And then you have this so-called outsider, David Perdue, and gosh, we don't know very much about him. He's running for the Republican nomination and hasn't even found it appropriate to vote in a Republican primary. We need someone like me who has been a solid Republican, a solid conservative my whole life, so that we can cut spending, repeal the Obama health care tax, and re-energize this economy by lowering taxes, not raising them like David Perdue has suggested, lowering taxes and reducing the burden of regulations on businesses.
Karen, you talked about your track record. What in your background gives voters a glimpse on how you would work in the Senate?
Well, as many people know, I'm former commission chairman for Fulton County, a pretty divisive and divided group. And when I came in there, I had a $100 million budget deficit. The Democrats wanted a massive property tax increase, but I was able to persuade individuals who were not like-minded that the better path was to cut spending, and we did that every single year of my term when we did not have tax increases. As Secretary of State, you know, voters in the state and Georgians across our state counted on me to get the job done, to get business services delivered effectively, to administer elections with integrity, to get photo ID implemented. And I did all of that while also cutting the agency's budget by 20%. And that's the kind of focused, effective, conservative leadership I'm going to bring to the U.S. Senate. We've had go along to get along for way, way too long, and look at the mess we're in.
Karen, let's talk a little bit about your time on Fulton County Commission a little bit longer. We talked with Jack Kingston yesterday, and he had this to say about your fiscal record there.
Chairman of the Fulton County Commission, Gene Quick, spending $46 million. When she ran for governor against Nathan Deal, her votes for organizations like Planned Parenthood were very, very well vetted, which is why people rejected her candidacy.
We'll talk about Komen and Planned Parenthood in just a second, but he talks about spending increases. You talked about eliminating a $100 million deficit. So what's the true story?
You know, Jack Kingston has a lot of nerve when he's been in Washington on the Appropriations Committee and sat there keeping the seat warm while this country, through his vote, absorbed debt that has a $17 trillion in debt. I am proud of my record as Fulton County Commission Chairman. Over the course of my tenure, we were able to deal with our budget without tax increases. And to put it in perspective for voters, Fulton County's budget is about a $1 billion budget per year. And we worked really hard to roll things back. And when we finished up my term, we had what was the first truly balanced budget that Fulton County had in decades before I got there. So I have a solid track record of fiscal conservatism, unlike Jack Kingston, who raised the debt ceiling for our nation multiple times. He, you know, voted for millions in things like the Charlie Rangel Center and the Ted Kennedy Center, and has the audacity to talk about saving some money from his office budget when he helped contribute to a $17 trillion debt. And as Secretary of State, if Mr. Kingston took the time to understand what was going on in Georgia, he would know that realigning my office was one of the most important things that we did, and that was to be able to create the Office of the Inspector General so that we could really get tougher on elections fraud, and all we did was move folks around and consolidate them in the Secretary of State's office under a different division line item.
Quickly on the Susan G. Komen situation, you were a vice president at Komen a couple of years ago when the big controversy happened. At first, the organization decided no longer to pass along funds to Planned Parenthood. Then it reversed that decision based on public pressure. You then resigned from Susan G. Komen as a result of that, saying that you wanted nothing to do with Planned Parenthood. You're an ardent pro-life supporter. Others have said that at the time, you claimed that was only a difference in changing funding criteria, so it wasn't necessarily a problem with Planned Parenthood at the time. How would you like to clear that up?
Well, when I was at Komen, you know, the decision was how could we put those grant dollars to the best, most effective use in the fight against breast cancer. And the fact is, no matter how often the liberals say that Planned Parenthood is involved in it, the fact is that Planned Parenthood does not do mammograms. And realigning those dollars was going to give us an opportunity to do more mammograms for more people. And, you know, Jack Kingston, you know, I with all due respect again to Congressman Kingston, a lot of counties in our state wouldn't be in the situation they are with federal pass-through grants if we had Congress who could finally stop the funding to Planned Parenthood.
We're talking with former Georgia Secretary of State Karen Handel, candidate for U.S. Senate. And Karen, you mentioned before that David Perdue is in a little bit of hot water right now related to his comments on taxes, raising revenue in particular. Here's what he had to say to the editorial board of the Macon Telegraph earlier this week.
Some kind of tax increase, of course.
Well, here's the reality. If you go into a business, and I keep coming back to my background, that's all I know how to relate and refer back to, is I was never able to turn around a company just by cutting spending. You had to figure a way to get revenue growing. And what I just said, there are five people in the U.S. Senate who understand what I just said. You know, revenue is not something they think about.
He tried to clarify that the next day by saying he meant by growing the economy, not by increasing taxes. What's your reaction to his reaction?
Well, I guess a couple of things. First, you know, the questioner made it abundantly clear that he was making the connection between raising revenue and raising taxes. And rather than speak definitively and with clarity saying that he did not support tax increases, David Perdue laughed. And, you know, for most conservatives, the notion of raising taxes is no laughing matter. And I think the bigger issue with David Perdue is this. You know, people don't really know who he is or what he stands for. Throughout the course of this campaign, David has been for Common Core and then against. He flip-flopped on Second Amendment. He has stated that he doesn't think all bailouts are bad. He's railed against the debt in this country, yet now we find out that he took millions in stimulus dollars that helped to contribute to the debt. And add to that the fact that we now learn he hasn't even bothered to vote in a regular Republican primary. So he tries to say he's a conservative. Gosh, I'm not even sure he's a Republican.
Secretary Handel, how would you have answered that question? Obviously, we've got a massive debt and deficit right now. How would you go about addressing and bringing back this country to fiscal responsibility?
Well, it's two fronts. We need to restore fiscal stability, and secondly, grow this economy. And we've got to cut spending. And the solution is not sending more revenue to Washington, D.C., to the federal government. The solution is making sure that working families and working individuals in this state and in this country, that they get to keep more of their revenue and we send less of it to the bureaucrats in D.C. And we do that by rewriting the tax code. I'm a big proponent of the fair tax and think that if we could do something bold along those lines, we would really energize this economy. And then secondly, roll back the incredible burden of the regulatory climate. Today, companies spend about $1.8 trillion a year on regulatory compliance. Think about that. That's the equivalent of the Canadian economy. So if we were to do an across-the-board audit where we could be very diligent and look in depth at the regulatory compliance. And let's start with the banking and finance area by repealing Dodd-Frank, something David Perdue has said he doesn't want to do. And then secondly, the environmental regulations. We can really start to unleash the real power of this economy and draw some of the cash that's sitting on the sidelines or sitting over in foreign countries back to America to create more quality jobs for Americans.
Secretary Handel, final question. Obviously, we'll find out who makes the runoff next week. In July, we'll find out who the nominee is. In head-to-head matchups with likely Democratic nominee Michelle Nunn, she looks fairly competitive against most of you. Why do you believe you'd be the best Republican to match up against her?
No, she is going to be competitive, and we do know what the narrative is going to be that the Democrats run in the fall. It's going to be income inequality and war on women. And I look at the debate over income inequality, and I know firsthand that the way to move someone up the economic ladder is not with minimum wage jobs and creating raising the minimum wage. We need to build our economy on good quality, solid paying jobs, kind that give families the ability, working moms the ability, to not have to choose between fixing their car and keeping a roof over their head. And when it comes to the war on women, well, I'd like to see Michelle Nunn try to drop that on me. And, you know, the fact is that my opponents in this race, every single one of them has already generated a headline that plays right into the hands of the Democrats. Imagine the ads for Michelle Nunn on David Perdue. He walked away with millions from pillow text while thousands, 6,000 plus people lost their jobs. That'll be a pretty hard-hitting ad. I've been tested, I've been vetted, and I know what it's like to be under the hot glare of the media. And I might have some scars, Greg, but I live to tell about it, and I'm still standing.
Well, just making it through this field to May 20th is a testament to that. And if the polls are correct, you have a very good chance of making it to the runoff as well. And who knows from there. So, Karen, thank you very much for taking time from a busy campaign schedule to be with us. We'll be checking back in with you.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. God bless everyone. Vote on May 20th, KarenHandel.com. Thank y'all.
Thank you. KarenHandel.com is the website. Karen Handel is the former Georgia Secretary of State. She is a candidate for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate. Again, primary day, May 20th in the Peach State. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.